this country, you've got to make the money first. Then when you get the money, you get the power. Then when you get the power, then you get the woman. Money, money, money.
Always Sunday. Does that work for you, Troy?
No. Sure.
Yeah, right. Yeah. It's
money. And we're back. It's Money Talks. I'm Bill Lako, along with Troy Harmon, Dr. Gene Hensler. So let's just get back to that for a minute. So if I heard you guys correctly, we're sort of on the late end of the cycle.
Yep.
And prices are getting a little bit high.
Yep.
And so why wouldn't I just want to maybe, instead of dollar cost averaging monthly, dollar cost average quarterly?
Well,
or stop until we get
a
5% correction.
I don't think that it makes a lot of difference. Troy has been doing a lot of research in this area.
Right.
If you do it quarterly versus monthly, it doesn't make a lot of difference.
It really doesn't.
And in the long run, if you did it every year, you put money in the stock market.
Right.
But getting into the habit of trying to time what quarter you invest in bothers me.
Yeah.
I think that if you do save on a regular basis, I'm more comfortable with people putting money in every month. It doesn't bother me putting it in every quarter, but what's going to happen is, the market was up this last quarter by 5 or 7%, so maybe the next quarter is not going to be as good. I should hold out.
Right.
I don't see that.
That's a very human thing to do. You know, you start forecasting the future by the recent past, and it really doesn't work out well
that way. And most people are... Well, everybody's terrible at timing, quite frankly.
That's true.
I haven't seen any study out there where timing has ever worked.
Yeah, well, think of all the great investors. Does Warren Buffett tout his ability to time the market?
No.
Absolutely not.
No. And when he's not judging his performance quarterly either.
No, and the thing is, when things go bad, he doesn't sell out. In fact, he's one that usually goes by. And think about Goldman Sachs at the bottom and how he,
No, absolutely.
We bought the preferred stock at 8% yield.
Yeah, and
let's say you whatever your dollar cost averaging amount is, I don't know, let's call it $5,000 a year. Why wouldn't I do 80% of that normal and hold 20% back for what we know is generally 3-5% corrections a year or 1-10% correction
a year?
Because
we don't really know when they're going to come. That's the biggest problem. If you bought every month, guess what you do?
You're going to average down anyway.
No, yeah. You're going to buy when the market's down 5% or 10%.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. You can't forecast things like a Japanese tsunami causing a nuclear meltdown. You can't.
But if I had some cash, I could take advantage of it.
That's true. And Bill, I will tell you this. I know that, you know, the work we've done, we've looked at monthly versus quarterly investing. The one thing that we didn't include in that, and it does make a difference, is the costs. Your commissions are going to be lower if you invest quarterly. But I still agree with Gene in as much as you have to somewhat be blind to what you did. You need to focus more on your investment horizon and continue
The commissions
investing
have gotten
through.
Really low, though, haven't they?
That is true.
It's not like in the olden days when they would just...
No, it's like $8-$9.
Right. Yeah, but $8-$9 times one is still, you know, a third of doing it, you know, three times.
Yeah.
You know,
And if you're buying mutual funds,
we always
recommend no-load mutual funds, then you're not paying any commissions.
Yeah, quite frequently there's not.
Well, and if you go to Fidelity and Schwab, they have no load ETFs, so they don't charge you commission if you use their ETFs. But there's some downsides to that too. But I think you were touching on the time horizon, and I think that's where I was going. Was it's more important to make sure, even if you wanted to play in time a little bit, which I'm not advocating, that we're still buying. You got to be buying all the time, even when the market's tanking. What tends to happen is when the market goes down, people stop.
Correct.
And then they want to buy when the market goes up, which propels the market higher, which I'm all in favor of. And that's when you got to be taking profits.
Right. Yeah. So, you'd rather take profits at the top, obviously, than bail out.
Old professor
get scared and bail out.
Wilford eyed him and he says, "Hurry, I got to go buy before the stocks go down."
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, you think we've got good evidence of how that happens. We saw the tech bubble. You could throw .com on the back of anything and sell it to just about anybody with $10.
Yeah.
Looking back, and I got to say that it was so easy to see the tech bubble. It was for us, anyhow. We cleared out of those things really, really fast. But you know what? Is that on the other side of it, I didn't see the real estate bubble. in the sense of I didn't realize that people were actually getting mortgages without having to supply income and stuff. Because
right.
every time I applied for a mortgage, they wanted all this information. I was under the assumption that that's what was going on, and obviously it wasn't. So you can be naive in your investing patterns, but the bottom line is when you invest in a broad spectrum of U.S. stocks, you got things that guys that are pretty regulated, the numbers are pretty clean.
Right.
You don't have to worry too much about it. So you still have to do your own analysis and use some common sense. But the worst thing to do is to try to time because you're
right.
You got to be right more than 50% of the time, and you're just not going to be. Even myself, with my years of investment experience, harking back, it always comes back to me. In my years of investment experience and my vast education, you know, I still can't time the market.
Right.
So I don't.
Yeah.
And the other side of this thing I did want to bring up, what was the thought about holding money back or stuff like that, is that part of having a money manager, somebody who's apart from you, doesn't have the emotion invested in this, is you don't make stupid decisions. Because our phones ring off the hook at this office when the market's going down. And people say, I got to sell. We have a rule here, 10 years.
Right.
If you don't need the money for 10 years, you can go in the stock market. And even before then,
no stocks.
No stocks. Okay? So the bottom line is people call up and say, do you need the money today? No. Need it tomorrow? Do you need it next? No. Then why do you want to sell? Okay.
Call us in 10 years.
Right.
So no,
but maybe a little before then.
But the bottom line is, we will every time, and Bill knows this better than me because I'm not really talking to clients anymore. Like to have a Bill is, and they will come and say, Bill, I know you're right. I know you're absolutely right. The market's down 30-40%. I know I shouldn't sell, but I can't sleep at night. I'm going to sell. Okay. So they sell at the bottom.
Right.
Okay. Now, typical of every recovery, it comes back twice as fast as when it went down. Now the market's up 20% from the bottom. What happens, Bill?
They want to buy.
They want to buy.
Yeah. Sold at the
and
bottom,
it's money
at the top.
They can never reacquire.
Well, I just want to point out that if you had gone to sleep at the end of 2007 and you woke up at the beginning of 2013, it would have been as if nothing happened.
Right.
So, and that is true over the long period. Unless you actually believe this country will no longer exist, then I don't know what to say.
Obama's right. testing that with
I
me.
I don't know. Well, you know.
We made it through Jimmy Carter. Here. Is the way I view it. I know.
Everybody thinks I like Obama, and I do not.
And really, the truth is, over 50% of our clients are Democrats. It is true.
Well, a lot
we
of
were
them.
Shocked yeah. at how yeah. many how many of our clients
What's
we're,
funny
we're,
is they're very
liberal.
Conservative
financially.
Right. Financially.
Yeah. Well, you should assume that our clients and anyone else's clients should be kind of a cross section of America, which right. is very well divided at the
right.
moment.
Right.
So
my problem is that
you would assume that
I would.
Yeah. I would assume that people with no money are Democrats and people with lots of money are Republicans.
That's not true.
Yeah, the problem
though.
Is
look
true.
At the Kennedys.
It's not true. Well, people with they got with some people money. With more so much money that they feel guilty. They'll be Democrats.
It's just
I don't feel guilty. I worked my butt off for everything.
Yeah,
I
Yeah, well, so, no reason know. To.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyhow, go ahead.
No, I don't even. I just it's so embarrassing to watch these guys in Washington, both sides of the aisle, just ought to be ashamed.
I would agree with that.
I mean, whatever. Yeah.
I watch Harry Reid. He cannot talk without reading.
Really? And Boehner can't talk without crying. So we can throw these stones all day long. It is embarrassing. Our leadership is embarrassing. And really, the country as a whole, the electorate, you, me, Troy, everybody else should be embarrassed because we voted them in.
That's true.
All the guys that I voted for have done
Maybe.
Pretty doggone well.
I know. It's all the...
I know.
So that's what everybody in the whole country is saying until
no,
they get up to D.C. Term limits.
Well, everybody's for term limits, but they want the other guys get senator to be limited, not mine. Otherwise, we would have term limits every time we had a vote. We'd
all
throw
right.
them all out.
Well, if it wasn't for Jeremy, yeah, well, we done?
We're done.
It went that fast. See you next week. You can reach us at 855-429-9166.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.